Yeah, and Daf Ayin Heyem at Beis. Omar, around 8 lines from the bottom. Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Yud Batim Ze Lifnim Mize. Let us look in the Perish Chai, page 152. So we have here a clear picture that we have Yud Batim Ze Lifnim Mize. We have two other Batim on the sides. Is Yud Batim Ze Lifnim Mize. Pnimi Noisin Es Eruvoi V'dayoi. So in this Chotzer, only the Pnimi, besides the two houses on the side that are making an Erev, so these two side houses have to be Mishtatif to the Eruvi Chatzeres, and the Pnimi, the last house, has to be Mishtatif. So Rashi, Yud batim ze lifnim mize. Chitzain pasuach lochotza. The outer bias is pasuach lochotza. The kulon drises ragloi olov. And they all go through the chitzain. Or pnimi doires al kulon. The pnimi, when the pnimi goes out or comes in, it goes through all nine houses. She'ein la yitziye ele derech zu. Is kulon nasin beishaloi. So all of them become a beisha, a hallway to the pnimi. So they don't naser on the bnei chotzer. It's not considered a dira. El a pnimi levadoi. The pnimi is not a beisha. Kidamorim bepirkin. Vahador shom einay oisa. A person who lives in a beisha, he doesn't naser. And the lumdus is because that's not called a dira. A dira in a beisha is not called a dira. If you're always interrupted by people coming back and forth, so that's not called a dira. Hilka, sheboin shar diyoyrin hapsuchim lochotzer la'arev es chetzeron. So now if they want to make a ruvi chetzeres in the two side houses, who want to be ma'arev de chotzer, is pnimi zeh nice in pass? So the pnimi will have to be mishtata because he also lives in the chotzer. Vahashar, the other nine houses, ain't tzrichin, they're only considered a hallway to the pnimi, and they're not considered dorim since it is a beisha, so they don't aser, so therefore they don't have to be mishtata in the eret. That is the memory of Rabbi Yudam Eshmu. But Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu chitzain. The chitzain also has to be mishtatev in the air. Frek the Gemara, chitzain beisharu. How can Rabbi Yochanan say this? The chitzain is a beishar. And for the Gemara, chitzain shel pnimi. It means the one next to the pnimi. That one also has a shame dire and not a shame beishar. But my komiflegi, what is the machloikis? Mar sova beishar diyochit, shmei beishar. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel holds that a beishar of a bayis yochit also makes it a beishar. So memelis or the ninth house, since the tenth house always has to go through him, so memelis that is sufficient to give it a din beishar. Umar sova loishmei beishar. So lochere Rabbi Yochanan holds, the trespassing of one bayis through my residence doesn't make it a beishar. If you have two batim trespassing through my residence, so that already is, that makes it pretty difficult. Then it has a teiras beishar. Yeah, Zokt Rashi. Chitzoin shel pnimis, beis ha-tshii l'chotza. Zog Teisvis, Rabbi Yochanan sovar beishar di yochid, lehavi beishar. Voho da oma bepeire keitzad mishtatvim, kol mokim shomru chachomim hador shom einay oiser, hanoisin shom eruvay einay eret. That these two things go together. If the dire, if hador shom einay oiser, so it is not called a mokim dire, if someone will live there, it's a nice and shom eruvay, so they'll put the erev there, ain't the erev. The erev has to be put in a mokim dire. Chutz mi beishar diyochid. There's only one exception to this rule, a bei shar de yochid perish da af al gav da hador shom ein yoisa hanois in shom eru by have yer. So we have an often a gemara that a bei shar de yochid is hador shom ein yoisa. So how does this stem with Rabbi Yochanan? So tais ves osi nami ke Rabbi Yochanan. Toho sam airi bebei shar de chotza ke de perisham bekontra. De einoi osu ile dire avol hochom baie sa osu ile dire oisem. Pshat in Taisvis Teretz, Dachsach mir, I found a machloikis between the Ritve and the Chazainish. The Ritve says as follows. Davke shehu bayis osi ledire. If you have a bayis, that means we are converting an apartment that's osi ledire, we're making it into a hole. So a bayis that is osi ledire, so in order to convert an apartment into a hole, you have to have at least two batim trespassing through it. That is the svar of Rabbi Yochanan. That means we're making batim haruyim ledire, we're making it ois bayis. So to make it, since it's roi ledire, it's osi ledire, davke shu bayis osi ledire. But if you have over there, speaking about a beishar of a chotza. So this beishar of a chotza, this is the whole way into the chotza. L'chatchila wasn't made l'shem dire. So memele, that what the bnei achotza go through it, so a beishar shel yochid is also sufficient. And he says, that what you need, a beishar shel rabim, is if you want to convert a bias that's osi ledire into a beishar. That's what the Ritva means. The davke shu bias osi ledire. Avol bebeishar be'alme she'enoi osi ledire. So then shal yochid is also as a teres beishar. The Chazanish seems to learn, the Chazanish in Simen Lamed Beis, if Cotton Dalet says as follows. The yorei hachotzer ho'ivrim olov knisa v'yitziye. Those who are living in the chotzer, going in and going out, mevatlin diroso. So they're mevatl the dire of this mokim. So therefore it becomes a beishar. Ubayi she'ein tashmishay rab. So that's the yorei hachotzer. A chotzer is normally more than one family living there. So the diyore yachotza are mevatel the dire. Ubaye she'ein tashmishay rav, but if this is only a knisa to a bayis, she'ein tashmishay rav kol kach, and knisa v'yitziye shal yochid mevatel in dire. So the Chazanish seems to learn shat and Taisvis, that Taisvis is differentiating not what the beishar is, nor to what the beishar is opening into, to what the beishar is a knisa. So according to the Chazanish, different tosis is as follows. The horsam airi bebeishar dechotzer. There is a beishar of a chotzer. Kedepeirisham bekontres is the einoi osi ledire. So that means since it opens up to chotzer, so even though it's a chotzer shal yochid, it's not osi. You can't live there. Because the bnei achotzer is tashmishan rab. Oivron all of Knesset v'yitziyeh mevatlon diroso. Avol hocho, over here it's speaking about, Avol hocho, bayis ha'osui ledire, if it's only a beishar for a bayis ha'osui ledire, oiser. So, you need to have ketubah. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Barabua, Omar Rav. Beis Chatzeres v'Gimel Batim Beinayim. Let us look in the Perish Chai. This is page 152, 70. So we have over here, we will see that really there is a, the studying the picture, the first blank square is a bias, then we have a chotzer, then we have two batim, then a chotzer, and then another bias. That is going from left to right. So now we have as follows. Beis chatzeres, you have two chatzeres, v'gimel batim b'neim. I'm sorry, that's, that's picture 68. Picture 68, we have three batim between the two chatzeres. And then on the outside, we have a bias al, from bias base. Beis chatzeres, you have two chatzeres, v'gimel batim b'neim. And there are three batim b'neim. Ze bo derech ze, v'noisein eruvoi boze. V'ze bo derech ze, v'noisein eruvoi boze. So, if we look at the picture, so we have here, he explains it in the picture, a bias aleph bo derech ze, he goes, the bias aleph goes through base 3, v'noisein eruvoi boze, and he puts his eruv into base 2. And bias base goes through base 1 and also puts his Erev in base 2. So Lamaise, so these both batim, the two batim from the two different chatzeres are both putting their Erev into bias 2. And bias base is using bias 1 as a beisha. And bias aleph is using bias 3 as a beisha. So now let's see the Gemara. So Beis Chatzeres v'Gimel Batim B'neim. Ze bo derech ze. So the one on the right side goes through the bias that Somach Lachotza. V'noisein Eruvei Bozeh. And he puts his Erev in the bias Emtsoi. V'ze bo derech ze. V'noisein Eruvei Bozeh. Is ze nase beisha lo ze. So this outer one, the bias 3, becomes a beisha for bias aleph. V'zeh nase beisha lozeh, and bias 1 becomes a beisha for bias base. And tzoi, some amele, so these two do not have to be mishtatef in the ere because they're a beisha. In the middle bias is a bias shemanichem boy erev, vein tzorich liten es hapas. So they don't have to be mishtatef in the pas, the middle one, that's bias 2. Zogt Rashi, ze bo derech ze, ben chotzer zu, bo derech bias haposuach loy. He goes through that bias. V'nosan eruvoy bem tzoyin, he puts his erev in the middle bias. V'oso bias ha-pasuach loy, and he's making the bias that's pasuach loy, kebeisha, this is his hallway, this is his entrance way, laver derech olov, he goes through this bias ha-chitzoini, le'emtsoi, v'chein ben chotzer acheres, also bias ha-pasuach loy, kebeisha, he makes that bias kebeisha, ve'irev b'emtsoi chotzer acheres, and he's ma'arev the chotzer acheres by putting the erev into the bias emtsoi. Ein echad midiyori habatim ha'elu, so none of these three batim tzorich litein pas. None of them have to give a pas. Elu mishum beisha. The two outer batim don't have to be mishtate because there's a beishah. So adobe beishah is any oisa. V'emtsoi mishum bayi sheminichem bo yeirik. Ze nase beishah lo ze, kol bayis nase beishah lechotzer shuhu pasuach le. It becomes a beishah lechotzer shuhu pasuach le. Now I didn't understand. L'chayre, we just had before Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, if how many batim do you need to make it a beisha? Poshut, we paskin like Shmuel. And you need a beisha, the yochid, is loishmo beisha. You need a beisha of two batim. Now, l'chayre, as we have in the picture, the bias aleph is making bias three a beisha, and bias beis is making bias one a beisha. So it is l'chayre only a beisha from one bias. They're using it as a means of a knisa. So where's the shnei batim? So darsach mir pshat is because when bias beis puts the erev in bias two, and bias aleph puts the erev in bias two. So now you have two people, two batim going out from bias two to bias three. That means if you take together bias aleph lives now in bias two, because the erev is there, and bias beis lives in bias two. So now you have, so bias two, l'chayre, there are two batim there. Bias two is the makim dira of bias two, and bias two is also the makim dira of bias beis and bias aleph. So l'chayre, you have two batim there. So therefore, it is a beisha for two batim. That's what I thought. That's the only way I can understand this gemara. The lashon of Rashi, l'fi zeh, is not too meduyik. Rashi says, "Zeh nasa beisha lezeh kol bayis nasa beisha lechotzer shehu pasuach loy." Rashi writes the chayse becomes a beisha for the bayis on the other side. Lechayre, I mean, Rashi seems only to cheshben with the outside batim. The outside batim are using this for a beisha. The outside, you only have one bias to wait. It doesn't say that you have more than one bias on the outside. Rashi Vaisdois, Kol, Zenat Beishal, Kol Bias Nasa Beishal, Lechotzer, Shupasuach Loi. Rashi says, Lechotzer, Vaisach Nisht. I mean, Poshit, the way the picture is over here, there was only one bias in the Chotzer. Yeah. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Bodik lehu rechava lerabona. Rechava wanted to be bodik the chachamim to see if they could figure out the halach. Yes, the mashayla. Beis chatzeirais ubeis batim beineim. So this is picture 70. You have beis chatzeirais ubeis batim beineim. Now, what happened? Ze bo derech ze, venosen eruvoi bo ze. Ze bo derech ze, venosen eruvoi bo ze. So, we have here, Bemison, four batim, in picture 70. The outside bias on the left chotzer, and the outside right bias, on the right chotzer. Now, both of them are putting, we're not uniting the two chatzeres. Now each one wants to be ma'arev in another bias, wants to put their erev in the other bias. So we see in the arrows, so the one on the left wants to put his erev on the bias on the right of the two middle batim. And the one on the right wants to put his Erev and the bias on the left. So Bekitzel, the one on the left is making the first bias a beisha, the second bias a beis dira, and the one on the right is making the first right bias a beisha, and the left bias a beis dira. So let us see Nachum Ode Shaila. Bodik lula chavala rabonan, beis chatzeres, u beis batim beineim. Ze bo derech ze, venoisen eruvoi bo ze, ze bo derech ze, venosen eruvoi bo ze, konu erev oiloi. Mi mashve lohu, legabi dahai bayis, legabi dahai beisha, legabi dahai beisha, legabi dahai beis. Zogt Rashi zoi. Bodik menase im chochmu lochoshev. Shtei chatzeres ushnei batim b'neim. Ve'ein b'nei shtei hachatzeres reitzim la'arev zu im zu. They don't want to be ma'arev zu im zu, ela kol achas la'atzmo. וכל חוצר לא הניחה עירובו בבייס הפסוח, לא? They don't want to leave their erev in the bayis ha-pasuch lo. Elo sosoi beisha. The bayis ha-pasuch lo, they're making for themselves, this will be a beisha. Viniach iruva bebayis ha-pasuch lechavotam. They're putting their erev in the bayis ha-pasuch lechavotam. Mal. Vada ita vayu beisha mashvinon. If we make both of them a beisha, ain't echad mehem erev. So then none of them is an erev. The noisein es eruve bebeishart na lekamon deine erev. If you put an erev in a beishart, it's not a mokim diris, it's not an erev. Ve'itavayu bayis gomor. If we will assume that both of them have a din of a bayis gomor, ain't echad mehem erev. Also none of them has an erev. Shrei bayis zem mafsik bein chotzer leiruvo. You have the if it does not become a beishar, so it's mafsik between the chotzer. Since the bayis on the right was not ma'arev with the chotzer on the right, so memele it's mafsik between the chotzer and the mokim ha'eret. He can't be metaltal there. Shrei bayis and mamsik ben chotzer leruve. Vuhu loy irev imo. He wasn't ma'arev. Ve'eini yechoylo lohovi eruvo lesoicho derech bayis eh, because he wasn't ma'arev with that. Mi mashvina lechol bayis legabi chotzer smuch lo kebeisha. Do we say that each bayis next to its chotzer has a din of a beishar? Shloi leserol. Slagabi this chotzer has a teres beishar. Vigabi chotzer aches, but lagabi the opposite chotzer shall so say bayis gomu. Veiniach boy eruvo, mashvinu lo ke bayis lemikne eruvo. So lagabi this chotzer has a din of a beishar, lagabi yen chotzer has a din bayis. He say, Apalgino. Omrulei. So they told him, Shneim loikonu eirev. Both of them are not koine. None of the chatzeres are koine. Because mon of shech. I beishar mashvislei. If you make it a beishar. Zanoisin seruvi beveishar. Ach sadrum apeses. Eine eirev. I bayis mashvislei, kametalto le bayis, the loy ma'arev le. If it is a bayis, so it's being metalto through a bayis that there was not ma'arev with that chotze. So memele it won't help. Yeah. So manav shech, taina meforish vozli, kametalto kol chotze be bayis, the loy ma'arev le. So memele, if you have, it's a tarti desasri, you can't say at the same time that I assume that this is a beishar or, and a bayis. It's one of the two. Maman of Shech. Can't have two stira dikedinim on it at the same time. Frek de gemore, maishne midarove, da marove, omru lo ishnayim. Say va'arev aleinu. Two people told Ashliach, please do us a favor and make a ruvi tchumim for us. Le'echad irev olav mi b'yoyim. So for one of them he was ma'arev mi b'oydyoyim. Before bein ashmoshes. Ule'echad irev olav bein ashmoshes. And for the other one he was ma'arev bein ashmoshes. Zeshe irev olav mi b'oydyoyim, the person that he was ma'arev mi b'oydyoyim, nechal eruvay bein ha-shmoshes. Vezeshe irev olav bein ha-shmoshes, nechal eruvay mishatechshach. So he made his ashliach for two different people. And lochair here is also a memonavshach. Memonavshach, he's ashliach for two people. And whatever bein ha-shmoshes is, so one of the eruvim shouldn't be good. If Bein HaShemoshes says Adin Laila, so Memele, so the first Erev was Chal, because it was Nechal after it became Laila. But then the second Erev wasn't Chal. If Bein HaShemoshes says Adin Yoim, so then the first Erev was not Chal, the second Erev is Chal. Steht at Rove Gezog, Shneim Kono Erev, both are Koine. So you don't say Mimon of Shech, you say, Lagabi, this one I can be done, the Bein HaShemoshes says Adin Yoim, Lagabi this, it's one bein ashmoshes. Lagabi this one, I say that it has a din yoim. Lagabi this one, I'll say it is a din laila. Agavuche, the Ramban in Sechte Shabbos asks, what is this different than the bekannte Gemara in Psochem? If you have shnei shvilin, you have two paths. Both of them are Rishus Harab. And there's a kever mutal ba'achas mehem. One of them, klor, if you walk over this path, you'll zicha become tamei, because there's a kever mutal barochboy. But we don't know which shvil is tamei and which shvil is toy. And two people walk over, each one walks over a different shvil. So the halacha is, so b'emison, the each one that walks over, there's a din suffik tuma bushus arabim sveike toil. So the law is, if they come bozeachers and they ask a shayla, so we paskin to each one that both are toil. If they come bebasachas, so we can't paskin that they're toil, because both of them can't be toil. One of them is vadai tome. So the male effect, the Ramban, so what is this different than shtei shvilin? He's also, how could you paskin that both of the Erevin are good? Either it's night or day, but it can't be. So the Ramban says, because over there it's speaking about a Tumadi Reise, and here it's speaking about Erevin. Some people are speaking about Eruv Yechatzeres. It's speaking about Erevin that's only in the Rabbonon. So maybe Eruv Yitchumim also, Tchumim the Rabbonon. He says there it's speaking about the Rabbonon. And by the Rabbon, he says, Savik the Rabbon of Lekula. There seems to be the Magi and the Ramban saying to a Mishnah Melech and Hilchus Chametz HaMatzah that says, a Geshmak is for it. That even this din bebol bebas achas, that we say that both are Tomei, is not a deraisa dikidin. Because mina teire, I mean, one, be'emes and that what they come bebas achas does not make it one big shayla. They're two separate shaylas. I mean, that with Yenikler Zashayla also, and they come at the same time, does not make it, there's not a combined Shayla. I have a Shayla, am I toil? He is a Shayla, is he toil? We came together, but it's two separate Shaylas. One Shayla is not dependent on the other. So, be'emesin, we should paskin on both at the both toil. Now, it's a darabona, the kedin, midarabona, we can't paskin both at toil. So this alone is a darabona, the kedin. So when they say this darabona, the kedin, when the etzim, tum is a tumadeiraisis, so then they said midarabonon, you have to be machma. But if here the whole din is only a darabonon to begin with, so here they never said this darabonon the kedin, and therefore, afilu babasachas, we say that both erevin are good. That's what the Ramban says. Malkoponim, we see by erevin, that since the whole thing is a darabonon, so we don't say memon of shech. Each one by emerson hastes, each one is a bezundere shayla, and each one we paskin, sofik the rabbon, olohoko. So memele here, you should also paskin the same way. You should paskin hastis, legabi, this chotzot has a teiris beisha, legabi, this chotzot has a teiris bayis. One isn't dependent on the other, the two different chatzeris. Why is my erev dependent on what you're doing? My erev I'm making an erev, so for me it's a bias. It becomes a bias because you're using it for a beisha. Yeah, and the Gemara awesome sofik yomame sofik leiminker milse. Avol hoche ida legabi the high bias. Lagabi the high bayis, lagabi the high beisha, lagabi the high nami beisha. Let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, one of shech taimim before shivozli, come a tautul kol chotzer bebayis lemarablo, shneim konoeire, alma mishim de bein ashmoshe sofiku, besofik de devreim lohokul, beire be devreimu, לגבי היי שנחל עירובי בין השמושה סמש ונילה לליה ומרינים כבר כאן הערב לגבי היי שעירב עולו בין השמושה סמש ונילה יאים ודיין הווה לא ישעוס לקנה שוויסה תז למין קרמילסה להווי מילי דרבונן כי חוכה בתלול אבל הנחבטים הקיימי כמון, ואצל המינקר המילסה, ואם השווינן, הוכה הוכי והוכה הוכי, המילי דרבונן כחוכה ותלולה, לא ניתן פה לצדיקים לרדס, למינים לרדס. So memele, so psychedelicim is a girsi heminim. So al kaponim, it seems that here there's more of a chuchat lule than over there. There's like minker milse, here it is minker, here it's minker milse, so it's chuchat lule. L'chayre, I don't understand the problem. I mean, if there is a halacha that a beishar does not a dor be beishar, it doesn't have a teiras dire. So this is a halacha. A beishar is not called a dire. Al kochach, where are the two families? Where the two batim going through? We also have the same problem over here. I mean, al kochach, if it's called, if the, let's say on the first bayis to the right is called a beishah, l'chayre it's called a beishah because you have the house on the right of the chotzer going there, and the house next to it also goes through. L'chayre, that's the two batim, or whatever the cheshbon should be. But l'maise, you have two batim going through. I mean, this is used as a beishar. It is used as a beishar. So if there is such a halacha that a beishar is not roi l'dira, that's a metzias. The metzias is like that if people go through, it's not called roi l'dira. According to Shmuel, if one bias goes through, it's not roi l'dira. I mean, so here passed a fragment lomdus over here. I mean, lamaisa, people are going through this house and people are going through this house. Or maybe it's not really true because they're only going through mitlomdus because they're just putting the erev there, that's all. That means theoretically they're going through. I mean, it's really, it's not a metzias. I mean, it would be a metzias of going through, then could be a hebakasha. So it's a metzias, it's a beishah. But metzias, they're not going through, because they just put the erev there and a guten tog, they won't go there anymore. But since in lomdus we consider that they're there, so in lomdus it has a din of beishah. So in lomdus we can split the hair already. In lomdus we can say, for me it has a teiras beishah, for him it doesn't have a teiras beishah. Efshe, that's pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Emtzoi havelei bayish sheminichem bo erev. Nire, zuk Tosfos, da afilu yitnu ha'erev be'echot habatim hasmuchim l'chatzeres. As the Gemara said before, you had two chatzeres and three batim in between. So you put the erev in the middle, so all three are potter. The two outer ones are Beishar, and the middle one are Beishar and Nichem Be'erev. So Tais is nira da filo yitnu ha'erev be'echot habotim hasmuchim lechetzeres. So that lechere, that's 69. That we see echot mibnei achotza, that means that they're going to put the erev in the extreme bias on the left. Picture 69. Da filo yitnu ha'erev be'echot habotim hasmuchim lechetzeres. Or you'll put it in the going from the left. That means the first house on the right side of the left chotzer. If you'll put it all there, or you'll put it in the first house on the left side of the right chotzer. Al koponim afilu be'echad mi'botei chatzeres elo gimel botim ein tzrichin litn erev the nasu kulam beisha la oisei chotzer. Then the other two chatzeres, or all three chatzeres, will be a beishah for the mokim they're putting the erev in. Shneiem konu erev. Both of them are kind of the erev. Mitoich peresh hakuntres mashma da'ayri be'eruvei tchumim. Speaking about Eruvei Tchumim. How is it Mashma from Rashi? Kone Erev. speaking about Eruv Eitrumen. The kosher the bepeik v'amem adlikin mashmed le'ayri rove betavayu be'eruv Eichatzeres be'eruv Eitrumen. The Mishani loy kashe kan be'eruv Eichatzeres kan be'eruv Eitrumen. The Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. The Gemara asks a stir in the Mishnah. In one place it says, Ma'arvin im chasheicha, right before chasheicha. And then in another place it says, sofik chasheicha is ma'arvin. So afilu bein ha'shmoshe she allowed to be ma'arvin. So one, so it's a stira. Here vices dafke before bein ha'shmoshes. In there vices afilu in bein ha'shmoshe she also allowed to be ma'arvin. So the Gemara says, loy kashe. Kan beiruvi chatzeres, kan beiruvi trumim. So I'll upon them, we won't go into the particulars of the sugya, but it seems that eiruvi chatzeres and eiruvi trumim do not have the same dinim. So let us say for practical purposes that eiruvi trumim is chomo. So eiruvi trumim, or let us say the other way. Let's say eiruvi trumim is kal. That Eruv Yitchumim is Kal, some Amele could make an Erev Bein Hashmoshes also. Eruv Yitchatzeres is Chomor, Eruv Yitchatzeres is Chomor, and you can't make an Erev Bein Hashmoshes, if we'll say like that. So Al Kaponim, the Gemara differentiated between Eruv Yitchatzeres and Eruv Yitchumim, and let's say Eruv Yitchumim is Kal, and Eruv Yitchatzeres is Chomor. So Amele, if we will assume that Rove said his din by Eruv Eitrumim, and Doshtum Zer good, because Eruv Eitrumim is Kal. So what is the Gemara's Kashe by Eruv Eichatzeres? Eruv Eichatzeres is Chomo. We see, just like you're not allowed to be Ma'arev Eruv Eichatzeres Bein Hashmoshes, so because it's more Chomo, so who are din? Here you say, Mimonavshech, you can't split the hair in half. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. When Kehle Perish Akuntres, Beiruv Yichatzeres Loikon. You can't be Koine Eruv Yichatzeres in such a case. Let's say what will be if you can't be Koine Eruv Yichatzeres Bein Hashmoshes. For Koshe Dim Kein Mai Pore Chochem Ida Rove. So what's the Kashe from Rove? He's Rove speaking about Eruv Yitrumim. And here we're speaking about Eruv Yichatzeres. Nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananu, the Rove Airi Beiruv Yichatzeres. Rove speaking about Eruv Yichatzeres. Avo Beiruv Yitrumim, the Chamiri, Loikonu. Rove himself is speaking about Eruv Yichatzeres. Na Gemara is speaking about Eruv Yichatzeres. Vashta Porich Shaper, fact the Gemara Akashe, so Mamela, it's Akashe from Eruv Yichatzeres and Eruv Yichatzeres. Aye, by Eruv Yichatzeres, what's Pshat? Tzei v'arev aleinu? Tzei l'chev v'otayskiv isn't go out of the city and put the Erev there. The comment say v'arev aleinu, shachev v'lo b'ir, k'may tzei yischeh lono p'yalem. So Mela, we could say, it's speaking about Eruv Yichatzeres. Hodron aloch hado. Zot the Mishneh. Chaloin shebein beis chatzeres. You have here two chatzeres. Let us see picture one on page 153. You have here two chatzeres, and there's a mechitza that's mavdol between both chatzeres, and you have a chaloin bein beis chatzeres. Dalet al dalet, which is dalet vochem al dalet vochem. Besoich asorah, so if the chaloin is in the bottom tent vochem, so then the law is as follows. Ma'arvin shnayim. If they want, they don't have to be ma'arv together. Each chotzer can be ma'arv bezunda. Vimrotzun, if they want ma'arvin nechot, they can be ma'arv together. Because they have a Pesach by name. The chaloin is a teres Pesach. Pachis mi dalet al dalet. But what if the size of the chaloin is less than dalet al dalet foch? Oyla maila miyud. Oh, the chaloin is higher than yud tfochim. Then is ma'arvin shnayim be ma'arvin echot. So then they can only be ma'arv each one bazunda, and they can't be ma'arv together because we'll see less than dalet al dalet. So we don't have a pesach beinayim and lamaila meyud. So we have a mechitza yud that's ma'avdol beinayim. So the chaloin lamaila meyud will not help the situation. Zogt Rashi chaloin shebein shtei chatzeres. B'soich asore, meforesh b'gmore sheikzas mehimen. You don't need that the whole chaloin has to be in the bottom tent foch. Vafilu mashehu b'soich asore lekarke, that is also sufficient. Ma'arvin Shnayim, he says, in the tenth Fochim of the Mechitza, I have already Ascholos HaPesach, so that's sufficient. Ma'arvin Shnayim, Shnei Erev and Eilu La'atzma, Ve'ilu La'atzma, Vasurim Zurim Zu. Ve'imrotzu Ma'arvin Echot, if they want to give him Ma'arv together, Erev Echot, She'itnu Eilu Eiruvon Ba'acheres, Ve'ya'arvu Imo, and Ve'yul Kechot. Poches me'abo la'af Pesach avi. L'mayla mi'asore nami is also no good. De'ilu kol la'koysel ene gavoye yoyser, if the whole koysel wouldn't be taller than 10 fochim, have mechitze mal yese, so here's a teres mechitze, so you don't need anything on top. I don't say that l'mayla, you have a tremendous Pesach over the mechitze, but that's nothing, since you have a mechitze asore, the moved already. Hilkach, she'ein klum, if you have nothing from the chaloin in the tent for him, la pesach, so you don't have any pesach in the mechitze. Ve'ein ma'arv in echot, so you can't be ma'arv together. Basurei zu im zu, and therefore you can't, if you can't be ma'arv, so one cannot be metaltal zu im zu, derechoy shakoysel, v'derechoy se chaloin, v'derechurim esdokim, because l'maisa the two chatzeres amuvdol zu mizu. But it seems it's a big chiddush, even though the whole Pesach isn't in the mechitza asore. As long as you have a scholos haPesach and the mechitza asore, that is sufficient that it can be ma'arev echa. Zokte gemore, leimot nan stomo kerab Shimon ben Gamliel. So let us see Taisus. I mean, the lamest Taisus, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that Pachas Midalit has a Teres Lovud, and Yodam Kilo it's Nista. So the Taisus, the Kasalka Daitach del Rabbonon, Kivin de Begimu Yoitzemi Teres Lovud, Choshev Pesach. So the Gemara held in the Havamine that since the Gemara held in the Havamine that if it's, you don't say Lovud, it has a Teres Pesach By three tvochim. So why does it say Pachas Midalit that loses the Shem Pesach? That's what Taisa says, Pshat. The Mei Mesoda wants to be Mitzadet, the Gemara always knew that it doesn't have a Teres Pesach till Dalit. Now the Gemara held that a chaloin asuya letashmish is also sufficient to break through the mechitza between both chatzeres. And by Tumah we have a halachet, that a chaloin is a tefach is maybe yes a tume. No, by tume we have a loche that is no din lovud by tume. The Gemara held over, but some mele, if there's no din lovud, a chaloin tefach a tefach maybe yes a tume. Here by erevin there is a din lovud, but so the Gemara held as follows. So if you would have less than gimel tvachim, so since there's a din lovud, so that's soisim the din chaloin, even though be'etzim the shir of a chaloin is a tefach, but lovud makes it ois chaloin. But if you'll have a chaloin of gimel tvachim, not the way Taisva said that it has a teres pesach, the Gemara always knew that a shir pesach is dalad al dalad. But the Gemara held, let it be good als chaloin, let a chaloin be matter. So al kolchoch, it's going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that less than dalad, you also say lovud. So therefore, it doesn't have a teres chaloin till dalad. That's what Adam Remesodi wants to emphasize with Kasha. Leimot tnan stomik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the omar kol pochis mi dalad ke lovudo. So the Gemara, no, it's not mucha. Afilu taimik rabonom. Our Mishnah can go according to the Rabbanon also. Ad kan loy pligi Rabbanon alay the Rav Shimon Gamliel ala lenyi levudim. Domach loikis is takin hilchis lovud. Ava lenyi in pischa to have a shame Pesach. Afilo Rabbanon moided ike dal dal dalet choshev ve iloy loy choshev. That you need a Pesach and it doesn't have a shame Pesach if it's less than dal dal dal. Rabbi Shimon bepir kamer v'raisi v'gmore. Yeah. Pachas midalid. It says in the Mishnah, if it's pachas midalid, elamayla miyud, ma'avin shnayim ma'avin echot, frek de gemore pshite, kivin da omar, since he said in the reish, Dalet, dal, dalet, besoy chasore. When is it good if it's dal, 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 besoy chasore? Memele. Ano yedana, de bepoches mi dalet, de le mailo mi yud. Loi. So why does it have to say this? And for the Gemara, okamashmalon. Taimo, he says, when is it no good? The kula le mailo mi yud. That means, if it would only say the reisha, that it has to be b'soich ha-sore, so I would think the whole chaloin has to be b'soich ha-sore. And if a mitzvah of the chaloin is not an ha-sore, it's no good. So now that it says in the sefer, when is it no good? When the whole chaloin is l'mayla miyud, so now I know pshat, that in the reish it's sufficient if a mitzvah of the chaloin is teichyu. A kamash blon time at the kule l'mayla miyud. Avo miktsose b'soich yud. A mitzvah of the chaloin is b'soich yud. Ma'arvin shnayim. V'imrotso ma'arvin echot. So trashi o kamash blon time at the kule l'mayla miyud. Dime reish avamine. Kuloi b'soich yud b'inen. Miktsose yafilu mashu. So Vimrod Samavana Hash the Kula Mal Mayud and Mitsos Mesach Yud Frag the Gemara, why does the Baraisa have to tell us these two halachas? Hashte. Kuloi lemailo miyut. Umiktsose besoich yud. As long as the mikzos of the Pesach amrit ma'arvin shnaim rotsum arvin echot. Kuloi besoich yud. Umiktsose lemailo miyut miboy. And for the Gemara, zu vein tzorch loy mezuk toni. So trash is a ktoisvis. Hakamashlon taime de kuloi lemailo. So that's why it had to tell me the halacha that you don't need. Zok to Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Chaloin ogul. What? He said, if we have a square chaloin, so then the chaloin has to be dalet, dalet, dalet. If you have a round chaloin, tzor sheyehei behekefoi, then the hekef, the circumference of the chaloin has to be Esrim va'arbot fochim. So we need that the circumference of the chaloin is to be 24 tfochim. Ushnayim umashu mehen b'soich yud. And two tfochim in a mashu has to be in the yud tfochim of the kaisa. That means that has to be in the Yutzvach. Shim Yerabenu, if you will put a square into this circle, Nimtso Mashu B'Seich Yud. So come out that a Mashu of the square is Seich Yud. That means by having two in a Mashu Tvachim of the circle B'Seich Yud, we are ensuring that we'll have a Mashu of the square B'Seich Yud. Let us see Rashi. A very shvere Rashi. Tzor sheyei bekeifoi esrim ba'arbo. The belav hochi, that with, if you don't have a circle that has a circumference of 24, lo'i motzi leminkit begave chaloin merube dalet dal dalet. That we'll see later why geometrically it is like that. That's somehow a problem, these dimensions, but let's not go into that. But Al-Kafonim Na'rab Yechanan holds that in order to inscribe in a circle a square of Dalad al-Dalad, you need a circle that surrounding it has to be a circumference of 24 tvach. Now Rashi says as follows. Kol chaloin ogul, every round circle, betachtes emtsoisoi nomuch. That means the bottom of the circle, that is the lowest part of the circle. So let us look in page 153. We'll look at the Aleph. So the Mokim HaAleph
That is the lowest part of the circle. Betachtes emtsa isoi namuch, ume emtsa isoi, and from the bottom of the circle, for the middle of this, is the middle of the circle, that's the lowest part of the circle. Ume emtsa isoi lekan, ulekan, umagbiya voilech. And from this emtsa isa circle, so the going, it starts going higher. It's ma'agel and goes higher. Humagviya voilech. So what are the two in tfochim in amashahu that have to be toich yud? V'tzorich lozeh shi shnei tfochim umashu oirech mehekeifoi. That you need two tfochim in amashahu from the hekif b'seich yud. How do you have two tfochim in amashu? So Rashi says, me'emtsoi lekan tefach. From the middle of the circle, that was point aleph. Lekan tefach. That means from aleph to base, you may have one tefach. Ume'emtsoi lekan tefach. And from the aleph to the other base, you have another tefach. So that's already your two tefachim. For oid mashu. And then you need another mashu. Mishum. Now, how he made the picture, I can't figure out the picture, but this is what Rashi is saying. Mishum dechi merabinen lei. So Rashi says, why do these two tvochim have to be teichyut? Need a mashul more. The mechi merabinen lei, because when you will make the ribua, Madlinen lei, you take off shnei tfochim min hahekif. Igul, so you take off two tfochim from the circumference, igul shebein keren lekeren, lechol tzad. You have to take off two tfochim, the round chelik that is bein keren lekeren. So now the picture is a teidach nit the picture. I mean, the cheshbon of Rashi is doch very schwer. But al koponim, Rashi says the eagle that goes where the square starts, you have to take off. Because you don't have a square yet. So Rashi says the chimer rabin alei, when you want to make a square, madlin alei minei, so you're mechasa from the circle, shnei tvoch min ahekev. What is the magic inyan of two tvachim? Igul shebein keren lekeren lechol tzad. The stamtinen lohu. We're saisim it. We have to make believe that this is wool, because we have to, because this doesn't go into the cheshmas dal. Umukminen lo aribua, and we'll end up with the square. The nimtza, so that you have to take away two tvachim. Nimtza oisei mashu hanishar besoif yud al pnei roicha vachaloin kedomer lekamon ribu amigoy egulo. So if I'm making two tvachim and a mashu, so the mashu that's left over, that'll be part of the ribu already. Kedomer lekamon, the Gemara says later, ribua migoy igula. If you're making a square from a circle, palge boys lidluye. So you have to take off a half. Kloima, chatzi mida hanoiseres beribua, half of the mida that's left over beribua, riba ha igul olo. That means half of the half, so Rashi says like this, so half of the perimeter of the square, that is how much the circle is more than the square. The hekef amerube tezayim, the perimeter of the square is 16. So the circle is eight more
That means it's a half of the square, and altogether it's a third of the whole area. Nimtza ha'igol rabo olav ches. So the eagle is 8 more than the square. So b'meila 8 more, so on each side it is 2 tvachim. That is the cheshbon. So if you have 2 tvachim on each side, so b'meila, so these 2 tvachim, as how much the hekif is more than the hekif of the circle is more than the square. So b'meila, So this whole area is not mokim haribua. This is the circle. So you have to be down kilo. This is nistam. So the square starts after you take away the hekif of the 2 tvachim. So then the square starts. So then you have to have a masha humor in order that the You have to have a mashu humor in order that the square should start toich yud of the kaisel. That is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Zogt Taisvis, ushnayim umashu mehen besoich yud. So Taisvis, loike moishe perish bekunteres beis tfochim umashu oirech mehekeifoi besoich yud. You need besoich yud 2 tvachim and a mashu from the hekif. Mem tzoyu lekan tefach, me tzoyu lekan tefach. That's not pshat. Elok moishe pirish ribon. That not you're taking 2.5 tvachim from the hekif. Elok moishe pirish ribon. Elu shnei tvachim u mashu zekufim milamato lemailo. Look at page 154 in the Perish Chai, that it is 2 tvachim, you're not taking from the hekif. You take the 2 tvachim, you go from the bottom of the circle, you go 2 tvachim up. 2 tvachim up in the circle, then it starts the square. The chaloi, alakamaisha Perish Rivon, We start from the bottom of the circle. We go up 2 in a mashu tvachim. The chaloin ze havishmoine tvachim al shmoine tvachim. Now, so Taisus explains what's the cheshbon. Because this chaloin, if it has a hekif of 24, so the diameter is 8. Havishmoine tvachim al shmoine tvachim. Acha de biguloi chov dalet tvachim. Since the eagle is 24 tvachim, al koch the circumference is 24 tvachim, al koch bemtsoi ches tvachim. So the diameter is 8. The chol shebe keifoi shloisha tvachim, yesh baroch by tefach. That the circumference is 3 times the diameter. So now we have a line that is, if you, the diameter of the circle from the bottom to the top is 8 tvachim. Now we want to make a square dalet al dalet. So, zogt drivon, shetosir, shnei tvachim lemato, vechein lemailo. If you're going to take away 2 tvachim from the bottom and 2 tvachim from the top, V'chein mishneit stodim, yisharu dalet al dalet. Then you'll have dalet al dalet. We want to make a square dalet al dalet, so we have to take from each extreme, from the top and the bottom and the two sides, you have to take away 2 tvachim. Hilkach, tzorich sheyehei achaloin, beis tvachim umashehu, b'seich yud ba'oirech skifas achaloin b'mtzeisoi. That is pshat in the Gemara. The Teiris Chaim says in Svore, Taisvis is gerecht, but he says the Loshna Gemara is mashma like Rashi, because the Loshna Gemara says as follows. Tzor she bekeves umabot vochim, ושניים, like צור שבע כיפוי עשרים בארבע תווחים, the hekif has to have 24 תווחים,
ושניים ומשהו מהן. So at the lashon of a gemara would seem two and a mashu mehen from the hekev. We're speaking about the hekev. It says if we're according to Taisus, not speaking about the hekev, we're speaking about the circle. So it should have said shnayim mashu mimenu. But if it said mehen by Taisus, it's speaking about the hekev. The chedush Yeran asks on Rashi. How could there be such a cheshbon? The Chiddush Yeran asks that if you have a square that is dalad al dalad, so he says al kolchoch the hekif from one corner of the square to the other of the corner of the square has to be six tfachim. If the square is dalad, so the hekif has to be six before that's six times four. That's how you have the hekif of 24. So from each corner. From it, that means the hekif that surround that till it reaches the square this sixth tfach, there's a hekif of six tfachim, and then it has to be higher. So how could Rashi say that with two tfachim you can make it? That's the chiddush Yeran's kasha on Rashi. Zuk the Gemara a bissel weiter.